Okay, now we are travelling to Campbellville, Ontario in Canada. We're going to meet two blokes whose story, frankly, is so extraordinary, I'm going to let them tell you it themselves. Let's say hello to Steve Jenkins and Derek Walter. Hi, guys.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Now, Steve, I'm going to start with you. Can you describe for our listeners how an ordinary day in your household begins?
Well, it's changed a little bit. We've got Esther, as you know. She's 650-pound house pig, so life pretty much revolves around her these days. Thankfully, she sleeps in a little bit, so it's not all that early of a morning, but it's still it's a pretty wild house, that's for sure.
Let's just backtrack one step. You said a 600-pound house pig. Now, that's 270 yeah. kilos for Australians. What is a house pig, Steve?
Well, we thought we were getting a mini pig, like a teacup pig. You may have heard of these tiny little adorable tiny little pigs. That's what I thought we were getting. We were told she was going to be 70 pounds and came to find out that she was actually a full commercial pig. And by the time we found out, we were just madly in love with her and, you know, couldn't find a suitable home if we wanted to, and, you know, managed to stick it out. And she is still with us, of course. It's just been crazy. Just been crazy.
Now, Derek, I've been told you're a sensible man. How did you allow this to happen?
I'm pretty patient, and I mean, I was mostly disappointed that Steve had brought another family member into our household with, you know, without bringing it up with me first or, you know, any sort of consultation. But Esther made it super easy in the end. I mean, for about a week or two, I wouldn't even comprehend allowing Esther to, you know, I just wouldn't allow her to emotionally move in. I wouldn't even allow a name to be placed with her. I called her Kijiji for a while, and Kijiji is like Craigslist or like an online yard sale. But no, Esther made it super easy.
Basically, what happened is someone rang up Steve, a friend of yours, said, "I've got this micro pig, but I can't look after it." And Steve took this pig in. It became very quickly apparent that this was not a micro pig. In fact, it was, as you say, a commercial pig. But you were living with it in the house. But what do you mean by living? Where does Esther sleep in your house?
We actually had to relinquish our master bedroom to make her happy. We have a bed that's on the floor in the living room for her, and that's her day bed. And then we have a full-size king bed that's hers. And she chooses which bed she sleeps on. And yeah, that's where she's right now, actually.
Okay, now let's just get this tricky part of the conversation out of the way. What about toileting?
That was the hardest part. We had initially, as you know, thought she was going to be small, so we were working with a litter box. And as she grew and grew and grew, it became obvious that it wasn't appropriate to have a pig of her size using a litter box. So it became a real challenge.
Yeah, that's right.
And she started to, you know, towards the end, we were using a kiddie pool in the house as the litter box. So it was, you know, 4 or 5 feet across and full of pine shavings. And Esther would climb into it, but she would pee right out the back of it onto the floor. So she was doing what we had taught her to do, but she'd gotten so big that it was just causing a disaster. So that's when we took it away. And then we were trying to get her to wrap her head around the fact that we were taking away this litter box. So we'd worked so hard to get her to go to the box that then we took it away, and she'd go into the spot where it used to be, and she'd start to pee, and we'd yell at her, and she'd run down the hallway and then go outside. And it was just crazy. And then as she started to figure out what we wanted outside, we would use treats, of course. to reward her when she did go outside. So she started going out more, but she would fake pee. She would just, you know, she squats like a dog. So she would squat like a dog, but not actually pee, and then run back to us for a treat because she was so excited that she had done what we wanted her to do. And it took a few weeks before we figured out that she wasn't even peeing. She was just getting all of these treats from going outside so many times a day. It was hilarious. She's super clever.
Well, this
she's
is my question.
Incredibly clever.
Tell us about her. I mean, clearly she's worked her way into your hearts. What do you mean by clever? What does she know?
She is, you know, she is certainly connected in all ways. She can express anger. She can express joy. She can be depressed. You know, she can be happy. She is so intelligent that she has figured out things that our dogs have been watching us do for years, like pull food out of, you know, from underneath the cupboards. And in just, you know, a few short days, she had figured out how to open the cupboards. We had to put locks on all of the doors in the house to, you know, sort of control where she had access to. But in the end, she's just so strong, and her abilities to, you know, open lever doorknobs or flip hooks and latches and stuff like that. It's no match.
On Life Matters, we're talking with Steve Jenkins and Derek Walter, who, as you can hear, have an extraordinary lifestyle. They live with a 270-kilo pig called Esther. One of the things you did as Esther's true nature began to reveal itself was you began to blog about your life, or you began to kind of share it on social media. And this is almost one of the more extraordinary parts of your story, because people began to respond in numbers that you can hardly believe. And they are talking directly to Esther. What do you make of this strange found fame?
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable experience. I mean, when we started that social media page, it was just, you know, we thought it was going to be for friends and family. And within 80 days, I think it was, right, Derek? 80 days, we hit 100,000 followers. And it just went absolutely crazy, and the momentum just kept on going. And the more crazy the social media following got, the more messages we got from people that were, you know, just telling them how much Esther was impacting their day, whether it be just making them smile, you know, helping them with some, you know, depression or anxiety, or family members that were ill, or, you know, just being such a bright spot in their day. And then also messages from people saying, oh my God, I didn't realize how smart pigs were, you know, I'll never eat bacon again. And people started retelling us the same story that happened to us. I mean, we got to know Esther and saw this amazing personality, and it changed the entire way we thought about pigs. And it started to happen to other people just as a result of that page. And it grew like crazy, like I said, and actually to the point that we needed to move. We got nervous because we lived in a town where we weren't supposed to have Esther. So we approached the page and said, you know, we're thinking of moving. We're going to buy a farm and open a farm sanctuary so we can rescue other pigs like Esther. And the page was incredibly supportive. They helped us raise almost $450,000 Canadian in 60 days. And then, of course, we bought this farm in Campbellville where we are now and opened Happily Ever Esther Farm Sanctuary. And we've got almost 40 animals now at the farm sanctuary that now live on the property with us. So it's been a crazy ride. And almost 1 million followers now across Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. It's just unbelievable.
What are you connecting with? Is it something about the way that we're so remote from farmyard life, from interacting with animals that aren't domesticated like cats or dogs? What is this hunger that people have, and also the need to kind of rescue and care? What do you think it is?
I think we just got into we were able to show something in a way that people hadn't really seen before. And seeing an animal, you know, for one that's a pig, and of course her size, like Esther is, doing what she does and just being part of the family. You know, to be totally honest, if she were a dog, she doesn't do anything spectacular other than she is very, very clever. It's the fact that she's a pig, and people never think of pigs that way. So she has elevated the way people think about pigs. And like I said, it starts, I think, with the novelty of, oh my God, look at the size of that pig on their couch, or look at the size of that pig in the kitchen, or, you know, videos of her wearing a tutu and running in the forest. And, you know, she's really amazing and has this larger than life personality. And, you know, we put these very funny photos of her up there and try to use very relatable captions to go along with them that people just engage with. You know, they comment and they talk directly to Esther, and Esther responds.
We've had educators and doctors reach out and tell us that they're using our daily content to, you know, cultivate smiles and sort of break the ice every day with their patients and classes. And that spinoff is, you know, an unremarkable experience. It's just unbelievable to be in our shoes and hear people say that they are using the power of Esther to, you know.
You're clearly in the center of a phenomenon that you're only just beginning to understand. Now, you touched on this earlier. You said that, you sort of steered away from eating meat. But in fact, you've both become vegans. And this has been a source of, well, some heated discussion on your Facebook page.
Yes. Well, absolutely. We don't like to use the word vegan. We use Esther approved. We find that people already know so much about veganism that they don't want to hear about it. Whereas if someone hears Esther approved, that they'll ask a question like, oh, what's Esther approved? And it's like, well, it's a, you know, a plant-based diet, and it's good for you and the environment and for animals. And it's just, it seems to be more approachable. And we have, you know, we've really learned from Esther that just how connected animals are, not just pigs, but all animals.
Mm. And do you ever get challenged by people saying that pigs really don't need to live with humans? In fact, pigs probably prefer the company of other pigs. And, you know, what's different to what you're doing to the old ways that people would train animals in circuses, which is something that hopefully we've moved on mainly. What do you say to that?
We gave Esther the choice, and that's funny that you bring that up, that she'd rather be with pigs or that we've trained her to do anything. I mean, we talked when we moved here that there was a very good chance that Esther may decide she wanted to move into the barn and be with other pigs and do what pigs do. But she has zero interest in being part of that. I mean, she is actually, it seems to be, very afraid of the big pigs in the barn. And she, when she gets scared or startled, she runs to us for comfort. I mean, Esther is by no means, you know, forced or trained to do anything. She doesn't do tricks. You know, she'll come when we call her and that sort of stuff. But I think that's just good manners. It's not a matter of doing tricks.
This is certainly Esther's sanctuary as well. I mean, we uphold the utmost amount of privacy for her with the amount of visitors that want to come here. I mean, we set out just, a really limited amount of dates that people can come and visit with the animals, because ultimately, it has to be their sanctuary as well. I mean, no, I don't, we haven't taken any flack from people saying we're using Esther as entertainment or anything like that. But, you know, we mostly take flack from vegans saying that we're not doing enough, like that we applaud small change where we should just be, you know, applauding the end result, which is being vegan 100%. But Esther applauds small change on the page. And on the page, whenever somebody comes forward and says, oh, you know, I didn't realize how smart pigs were, or, I didn't realize how intelligent they were and how, you know, well they get along with the dogs and the cats. And, you know, I just can't eat pork anymore. And Esther would say, you know, oh, that's wonderful. Of course, that's amazing that you won't eat pork. And then people would, you know, a barrage of people would come on and say, you know, well, what about chickens? What about cows? And, you know,
So the logical extensions are endless. And of course, you can never please anybody. So just finally, Steve and Derek, how many pigs do you now have in the Happily Ever Esther Sanctuary Farm?
Including Esther, we have 11.
Uh-huh. And have these, has the rest of the crew turned out to be just as entertaining as Esther?
Yeah, they all have such unique and astounding personalities that it's been a remarkable experience getting to know them all.
This has unbelievably become both of our full-time jobs. I mean, Derek works full-time at the farm. My full-time job is social media and, you know, documenting our life with Esther. I mean, so I spend pretty much every waking minute with her, you know, and I've never had a connection like that before with an animal. I know she's like every other pig, but she is a very special pig at the same time.
Well, you say it's unbelievable, and I can only agree with you. That is one of the most extraordinary stories I've heard in a long time, guys. Thank you very much for sharing it with us this morning.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Steve Jenkins and Derek Walter, who live with Esther, the Wonder Pig, in Campbellville, Ontario, Canada.